Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf mem tes. We're holding mem ches amud beis, four lines from the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara says v'savar Reb Yosi ze v'ze goyrim is asur. Where did we have Reb Yosi ze v'ze goyrim? In the Mishnah. If you go the Mishnah just a few lines above, which we learned yesterday, we spoke about what happens if a person wants to go and plant vegetables under an Asherah tree, be a mois hagshamim. The Tanakhama says, no problem. Why? Because the benefit of a tree is that you have the shade that shades it from the burning sun. So therefore, don't plant vegetables under the Asherah tree during the summer months, because you're getting direct benefit from the Asherah tree. And you're not allowed to have hanoah from the Asherah tree. You have to go and destroy it. But during the winter, you're not getting any benefit from the Asherah tree, because if anything, the shade just makes it worse. It doesn't make it better. Rabbi Yosi said, no, chas v'sholem. Don't go and plant your yarukas during the winter months. I agree with you. Vis-a-vis the tree, you're not getting any benefit from the shade. After all, it's cold during the winter months. Rather, you are going to get a benefit from the nevi'ah. Nevi'ah means any foliage, any leaves that will fall during the autumn and then the winter season. Those leaves are going to fall down onto the ground. They're going to mix together with rain, together with the earth, and they're going to form a form of fertilizer. And so therefore you will have direct benefit from the Asherah tree. So don't go and plant the Yarukas not only during the summer months, but even during the winter months. And the Gemara said yesterday, that shows that Rabbi Yosi holds Zeh, v'zeh, goreim is asur. What's the Zeh, v'zeh? So Rashi said yesterday, the Nevi'ah, which is the foliage that's falling, that is asur, because that's part of the Asherah tree. The karka down below, from which the Yarukas are growing, that's obviously mutter. So you have now two forces that are forming together these yarukas. Both the nevi'ah, which is asur, the ground, which is mutter. Zev zegoyrim, we see, Rabbi Yosi holds, is asur. Freit Timara, does Rabbi Yosi really hold zev zegoyrim is asur? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi oimer, noitin yichur shul orla v'ein noitin egoy shul orla, m'pnei shehu pri. What is this all about? Person wants to go and plant now arla. As we know, there's nothing wrong with planting arla. In fact, if you go and you want to have a new tree, the only way that you can create new trees and new peiros is by planting new trees. The only problem is that once you plant the tree, that for the first 3 years, those fruits that grow are arla fruit, and you're not allowed to eat those fruit. You're not allowed to even sell the fruit, because they're osur b'hanoa. Sholishonim yulecha areilim lo ye ochel. Yes, Ariel, you have a question. Remendi Polak has a question.
Forever osur of fruits?
The orla fruits are osur forever. The first 3 years fruits, you can freeze them in your freezer, and they'll remain osur for the next 100 years.
And you can't have any ana, that means you cannot use them as fertilizer.
You can't use them as fertilizer, you can't sell it to a goy, you can't give it to your behema. Sholishonim yulechem areilem lo ye ochel. Not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to have any ana from those fruits. Okay. What happens now if I have an egos shel arla? Egos means, of course, a nut. And I want to go and plant that nut, and from that nut grow a brand new tree. The answer is asur, you're not allowed to do that, because you're having hanoah from this nut by the fact that you're going to plant the nut in the ground. What happens if a nut tree grows? It's growing directly from something which is asur ba'achila or asur ba'anoah. So you're not allowed to do that. But what you are allowed to do is be noitea yichur shul orla. Yichur means a branch of an orla tree, meaning the first 3 years the tree is, Baruch Hashem, growing. You'll soon be able to eat the peiros after the 3 years are over. Even then, you have to first bring it up to Yerushalayim, like Mas Sheni, or you can be poded and take the money up. But the point is that the first 3 years, the fruit are awesome, but the tree itself is mutter. So noitin yichushal orla, if you want to take a branch off this orla tree and put it into the ground and grow a new tree out of it, that's okay. But the noitin egashal orla, but not take the nut, neshu periyut, it's a pre. And the first 3 years, orla fruits are aser bano. Okay, so that's Reb Yossi. V'yom Reb Yira Marav, that moider Reb Yossi, that's what we call lichatchila, a b'di'evit. Sheim nota, what happens if he took that egois and he did plant it in the ground? Or hivrich or hirkiv. We spoke about hivrich and hirkiv yesterday. Hivrich means that you take a branch or a vine of a tree or a vine of a vineyard and you go and take the end of it and you place it in the ground. In the case of a tree, you have to be more of an acrobat if you have a low-lying branch, which is nice and soft. What you can do is bend it, have the end of that branch go into the ground, leave it there for a while, it eventually develops roots, and a new tree is going to grow from that. That's what's called havracha. Harkova is to graft another branch from another tree onto this tree. This is unfortunately something which is very common among Esroyim, that what they do is an Esroy tree is by nature a fragile, delicate tree. So to add some strength to it, many unscrupulous people go and cut a branch from a lemon tree and they graft it on to the esrog tree to give it more stability. That's what's called an esrog hamorkiv, which is problematic for Arba Minim on Sukkos. Anyway, so if you did any one of these three things, you planted your nut, you did havracha into the ground, you did harkova, all involving orla, then it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said. But not only did Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Tanya Amihachi, I have a braisa directly on point. Moide Rabbi Yossi, Shemnota, or Hivrich, or Hirkiv, mutter. So what is the issue? The issue over here is, since you are growing the new tree from the ground of course is mutter. However, if you're starting off with the nut of Orla, that's Asur. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi already said, don't have a nut from this egois, because it's Orla. But what happens if you planted it? It's B'di'evit. Can you now have a nut from any new fruits that are going to grow eventually from the new tree that is going to grow from this egois? Says Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Moide Rabbi Yossi, im not, it's mutter. I have a problem. It's a zeh v'zeh gorei, because the new tree and the new fruits are going to be partially from the ground and partially they'll be formed from that egos, which is arla. Oy, oy, oy. Zeh v'zeh goreim l'choyre is asur, according to Rabbi Yossi. Here I see that it's mutter. I have a stira Rabbi Yossi on Rabbi Yossi. V'chiteima, maybe you're going to give me the following answer. Shonu le Rabbi Yossi min shar isurin. After all, our Mishnah is talking about Asherah. That's Avodah Zarah. Here we're talking about Orla. So Orla, of course, is an Isser, no question about it. But maybe it doesn't rise to the level of Isser of Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is Shaket Zishaktenu, Sayiv Tisabenu. It's one of the three cardinal sins that Yehorig Dal Yavar. So maybe that's why it's more Chomor in our Mishnah. And Zev is a Goyim is awesome. But maybe the Gabi Orla, which is not so chomer, maybe you hold Zevazek Goyim is mutter. That there's a difference. Is there such a difference? But Tanya, I'll bring you two competing brises, and Lechoyra, one of the brises is Rabbi Yossi, as you'll see. But Tanya, we'll learn the brise. Sodashin is Davla Bezevel Avoidus Kechov. A soda that was fertilized with fertilizer from Avodah Zarah. V'chein pora shenis patma b'kar shili Avodah Zarah. Or a cow that was fattened. Karshine is referring to cattle fodder. This is food that you feed to animals. And this karshine was also Avodah Zarah. How did it become Avodah Zarah? People started worshipping these karshinim. Can you imagine? Person who's slightly deranged, he has karshinim, he has cattle fodder on the table, and he starts bowing down, and he says, yo, you Karshinim, you're a big god. So what's the din about a soda that had zevo from Avodah Zarah, or a part of that was fattened by the Karshini Avodah Zarah? Tani chodes soda tizora para tishachet. One Brisa says that even though this land was fertilized with Avodah Zarah fertilizer, no problem. Go ahead and plant your plants. Para tishachet. You can go and shech this para even though it was fattened by Karshini Avodah Zarah. The Tanya Idach, another price, it says just the opposite. So the Tover, Chas v'sholem, don't plant anything in this field, but rather leave it boor. Boor means to leave it fallow. Upara tiroze, don't go and shech the para now. Wait until the para goes on a diet and loses the extra weight caused by these karshini avodizar. So now we obviously have a stira or a machlokis between the two prices. The first price that says, go ahead, don't worry. The second price that says, no, you're not allowed to go ahead. And l'choira, what's the basis of the machlokes? Oh, arzeh v'zeh goyrem, whether this is mutter or asur. The first price that says, so the tzizara. And parati shochet holds that zeh v'zeh goyrem is mutter. Because even though this land was fertilized with zeh v'zeh goyrem, but the crops that are going to grow get the benefit not only of the Zevel Avodah Zarah, but also of the land itself. The land itself is mutter. The Zevel is Osir. It's Zevizeg Goyrem. If your Zevizeg Goyrem is Osir, that's why we say, don't go and plant or cultivate this field, rather Tovar. Wait until it becomes fallow. Go and let it go fallow until the effects of the fertilizer wear off. Well, the first Brisa said, no, you can go and use it immediately. So, l'choira, my love, ho Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Isn't there a machloek between Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, the gabi, this halach of zev, zev, goyim, mutter, or aser? And l'choira, therefore, I see that Rabbi Yosef holds, even by avodah zarah, zev, zev, goyim, is mutter. So, I have a stira now between our Mishnah, which is talking about avodah zarah, when I say, zev, zev, goyim, is aser. And I have this brisa which says that zev zeh goyrem is mutter. My love, Rabbi Yosi, her rabbanan, stira, Rabbi Yosi, on Rabbi Yosi. So to more light, her ablaze of her rabbanan. These two brises have nothing to do with Rabbi Yosi, but rather it is a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and rabbanan. No, we didn't have Rabbi Lezer and rabbanan until now. Frankly, more high Rabbi Lezer rabbanan. Which Rabbi Lezer rabbanan are you talking about? Oh, maybe it's Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan on the halacha of Si'or. Titnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Mesechtes Orla. Which they got in the Mishnah? You have a Si'or. Shal Chulin. Vishal Truma. Shenofu Letoicha Isa. Lo yibazek kedei lechametz. Lo yibazek kedei lechametz. There's not enough to be mechametz, each one on its own. Then it's starve of a chimtzu. So what are we talking about over here? A person has an Issa. Issa means has dough. If you want this dough to go and become chalas or cake or bread, you have to put in sa'or. Today they call it sourdough or anything that causes it to rise. In the good old days they used to call it yeast. Today they say sourdough. Regardless, the point is that he had two such pieces of sourdough. One was chulin, no problem. The other was truma. Oh, truma. So what happens? Both of them fell into this Issa, and each one on its own would not have been enough to cause this Issa to rise to the occasion to become bread or cake. However, in its tarfu, the two got together, the Sa'ur of Chulin and the Sa'ur of Truma, and the Chimtzu. And Baruch Hashem, the Issa rose to the occasion. And now it became challah to bread or whatever. So now the question is, what's the din of this Issa, or the bread or challah that you're baking? Does it have the status of truma, and it's mutter only to the Kehanim? Or does it have the status of chulin, and it's mutter to everybody? So you have a machoikis here between Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. Yes, Ariel.
Is there, could we apply perhaps the concept of batam b'shishim? Can that be applicable?
Usually by things of this nature we don't say batel b'shishim, because even if it's a small little particle, if it has so much koach to go and cause this isa to rise, then it shows how potent it is. So although normally you're right, there is a concept of batel b'shishim, but normally things of this nature, this would be an exception to the rule, because the potency of sa'ar is such that even with a small particle, you can go and cause a major rising of the dough, and therefore that concept would not apply. So therefore, what's the yod, the halacha? So we have here a machloikis. Reb Lezer oimer achron aniba. Since you need to come on to both of them, so what ultimately caused this isa to rise? It was the second of the two that you placed. If you put in, for instance, the truma first, it would not have risen, because it says loy pezekedei lechamis, loy pezekedei lechamis. After that, you put in the chulin. Oh, now the chulin causes it to rise, so it has the status of chulin. If it's the other way around, if you put the chulin in first, it would not have risen. After that, if you put in the truma, now it rises, so it becomes truma. That's your blessing. It doesn't really matter what the order is. It will only become truma if there's enough truma sa'ir to cause it to rise. If there isn't enough to cause it to rise, then it remains chul. Now, what is the svara of Reb Lezer that you go achar achrayin after the latter one? V'om Rabbi. Loishana, when did Reb Lezer say you go after the latter one, whether it's chulin or truma? Elishakodim vasilikas iser, that's if he removed the first one. Havlikodim vasilikas iser asur. In other words, what's Abaye saying? What happens if truma fell in first? Would it rise? Answer is no, because it says loy pezekedei lechametz, loy pezekedei lechametz. So it would not have risen on its own. But what did you do now? Now you threw in, after the truma, you put in chulin, and now it rises. So Reb Lezer said, well, you go after the achron. Achron meaning here the chulin. And so therefore, it would be chulin, and it wouldn't be truma. Everybody could eat from it. But Abaye says, lo yishanu the shekon of silikus iser. It's only if you remove the truma, and the only thing that's mechametz now is the remaining chulin. Avlekon of silikus iser, if you did not remove the iser, then what's it in? Asur. Rabbi Yisai, Abisul Shtiller. If he didn't remove the Isser, what's it in? Then it's Asur. If you did not take out the Isser, it's Asur. Now why? What difference does it make? Says Rashi, because if you left the Isser in, both the Isser and the Heter are working together to be Mechametz. So that's what we call ze v'ze goyrim is asur. So the mandiyomer over here that says that Reb Lezer that says achor achor nani bo, according to Abaye, he holds ze v'ze goyrim is asur. The chum on the other hand say no, ze v'ze goyrim is mutter. So that's why if you only have one, you don't have the other. It's not bokidei lechamet. When does it become asur? Only if you have one that has enough to be mechametz. Since the truma can be mechametz and the chulin can be mechametz, because each one is not sufficient, it's not sufficiently potent. You have an insufficient quantity of the sa'ar, so therefore it would then remain what? Okay.
And it took out the yisr.
Yeah.
And also, it'll be Muhammad, so either one can't do it by itself. So, what
does he benefit in? The Isser was there for half an hour and put in the maximum chimutz that this Sa'or could possibly be Muhammad, the Isser. And then he took it out and he put in another shtikl. So, says the Gemara in such a situation, says Abaya, that if he was Kodam Vasilik the Isser, he removed the Isser. And all that's remaining now is the heter, meaning the chulin. And the chulin now does the makim patish. It causes it to rise. Then Reb Lezer holds, achar, achar, anibah. Since the last one was the chulin, it's chulin. However, like Kodam Asilik says, if he left the isser in, even though the isser already did whatever it had to do, but it's still there. So now both the Isser and Heter are there, the Bas Achas, then it's Osir, because Zev Zegoyim is Osir.
And I just was curious to see it. It seems to be that it does its job, but it's still right. Still the aim to so, take that once
so it's done. Will be enough for me now.
Study how the sourdough works, but fine.
You know, the point is, if it's still present, the end, like you say, then it's Osir. If it was taken out, even though it put all of its koach in previously, by putting in the new one, it's like mevatel the old one. And we ignore the old one, we say, the makir patish, what caused now the chimutz, that was the final one. In this case, the final one was the heter, was the chulin, and therefore, even though the truma was there, and the truma put its koach in, forget about it, it's also the alma. You took it out, it's no longer present, so you go after the final one. So the Maisa, so we see from this that Zev is a goyim is Osir, and that's Rebbeleza. Oh, so back when we had the two Brises before, and we said that according to one Brisa, so the Tovor Upara Teiroza, that means Zev is a goyim is Osir, that's not Rebbeleza. That's Rebbeleza. Oh, so therefore nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. Breaking more remind the Talmud Rabbi Lezer kid Abaya. You're assuming the Talmud Rabbi Lezer like Abaya, that Rabbi Lezer said that if you took the Isser out, it's mutter. But if you left the Isser in, it's Osir because Zeh, the Zeh, Goyrim is Osir. Dilma time Rabbi Lezer mishum di acher achron amibo. The reason why Rabbi Lezer says that it's Osir is because we go after the achron. Who says? Maybe Reb Lezer holds Zev Zegoyim really is mutter. If you put them in the Bas Achas, it would be mutter. Zev Zegoyim is mutter. Why over here do we say that you go Basar the last one? Because he says always go Acher Achron. Whether you took out the first one or you didn't take out the first one. If you're wondering what's the svara, it's very simple. Because without the achroin, this isa would remain a pancake. It would remain a matzah. The only reason why it's rising is because I put in the second one. So you're right. I needed the koyach of the first one together with that of the second one to cause it to rise. But if you only had the first one alone, without the second one, nothing would happen, Rabbi Yisai. It would remain a matzah. It wouldn't rise to the occasion. So therefore, you always go after the achrein, bein silik, whether you took away the first one, or whether you left in the first one. No, if you left it in, and the second one was chulin, I see that Rabbi Lezer holds, zev zeh goyim is mutter. So bottom line says, I don't have a raya that Rabbi Lezer holds, zev zeh goyim is asur. It's only the way Abaya learned Rebbe Lezer. But you don't have to learn like Rebbe Lezer like Abaya. You could say it makes no difference. You took it out, you didn't take it out. So both of them are present in the Isa as we speak. And nevertheless, if the second one was chulin, it's mutter. So you see, Zev Zegoyrim is mutter, not Osur. So I have no raya that previous two brises is a machlokes Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. From the case of Sa'ar, so I have to find a new Reb Lezer and Rabban. Since my other Reb Lezer Rabban and the Eitzim, what's the mass of Eitzim? Not we have a Mishnah. Not only mena Eitzim asur b'hano. Hisigbos a taner chodesh yutot yoshin yutzon. What is this all about? We're going to have this Mishnah Miyat Hashem in another 5-10 minutes on the bottom on the top of the Omid Beis. Miyat Hashem another few minutes. We're going to get to that Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah say? Not only men ate them, I had an Asherah tree, and I pulled off a couple of branches from the Asherah tree, and I'm using it now for firewood. Asur banot, you're not allowed to go and use those etzim. Of course, if your kavana when taking the etzim out was to be mevatel the avodah zarah, then it's bottle and becomes mutar banot. But here we're talking about that was not his kavana. Or it was done by a yid and not by a goy. And as we've learned in the past, the only way you can be mevatel a tree of avodah zarah is if a goy is mevatel, not if a yid is mevatel. Anyway, bottom line is he took off eitzim, the tree remains asher, remains osur, and the eitzim are osamano. So what happens now? He sigbo satana. He either didn't know the halacha, or he didn't care what the halacha was. And he took those eitzim, and he heated up a tanner. Tanner, of course, is an oven. Zok the Mishnah. Chodosh. If this is a brand new oven, lamoshel made out of cheres, to go and strengthen it and now make it worthy to be an oven, it has to have that last fire up. In other words, you formed it, it's beautiful, it's nice, but it doesn't work yet. To be an effective oven, you have to have that last fueling and firing, and now it becomes all firedick, and from that point on, this oven will be usable and will be a great, great oven going forward. The problem is, if the way that you hardened and solidified this oven was through Eitzim of Asherah, so then this oven has now become an effective oven as a result of Avodah Zarah. So Chodesh Yutatz, what you got to do is take this oven and smash it to smithereens, because Zashtik Avodah Zarah, it's Asir Bano. On the other hand, if it's Yosha, meaning this is already an old time, and all you've accomplished by putting the Eitzim in, you heated it up for now, so just wait until Yutzan, until it cools off. Don't use the heat produced by these Eitzim now, because the heat produced would then be from Avodah Zarah, which is Osir Bano. Yutzan, just wait until it cools off, then brush out the ashes and start again. Okay, now the mission continues. Offer by Yisapas, what happens if you went and baked brand new bread in this tanur? Now, how did you bake it? Rashi says, whether it's the Chodesh or the Yoshan, makes no difference. Let's talk about the Chodesh. You have this tanur Chodesh, which everybody knows got solidified and finalized by using Asherah Eitzim to solidify this tanur. Okay, so the tanner is now Asir Bano. However, the tanner on its own cannot go and bake bread. You have to have new Eitzim, new fuel, for baking the bread. So you have a combination now of both the tanner, which is Asur, and you have the Eitzim, which is Mutter. So that's what we call Ze Veze Goyrein. What's Halacha? This bread is Asir Bano. Oh, so I have a Befeirish Braisa that holds that Ze Veze Goyrein is Asur. Moreover, Nisarva Bachayim, what happens if this bread now gets mixed into 20 or 50 other breads? Kulam Asuras Bana, all of them are going to be Asur Bana. Uy, Zev Zek Goyim is Asur. Reb Lezer Oimer, I have an Eitzim. Yoylech Ano Liyam HaMelech. What does that mean? It's almost like a form of Pidgin. And what you can do is, what was the value of the original Eitzim that you used to solidify this tanur? It was worth, those Eitzim were worth $50. So go and take now $50, put it in the Yam HaMelach, bimkoim, the Eitzim that you put into the tanur, and now the tanur will be mutter, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Umbalois, the Chum said, sorry, you're blessed. Yes.
Like Pidyon.
Like Pidyon, exactly. And Omer Lois, the Chacham, said to Reb Lezer, with all due respect, Reb Lezer, ain't pidyon l'avodas chechavim. There is pidyon for lemoshel karbonos, if they became bali mum, you can be poda it. You can be poda maser sheni and not take it up to Yerushalayim. Sure, but I never heard of pidyon for avodas zarah. If I have avodas zarah, I can't say, okay, the avodas zarah is worth $100, I'll give you $100, and now the Avodah Zarah now becomes chulin, becomes regular mutabana. You can't do something like that.
Rabbi, I have a question about that.
What's your question?
So pidyon is, in a certain sense, when you give him a stira, and then he will say, okay, this is not Avodah Zarah, the ring that you mentioned. It's like pidyon, no? It's like,
You're talking about the Gemara that we had a few days ago?
Yeah, you're giving him a slap.
No. That Gemara is talking about bitul. Here we're talking about pidyon. Bitul means that you ask the goy or cause the goy to be mevatel. How is the goy mevatel avodah zarah? We're going to have in another few days in the Mishnah, he has to take a formal act. So he takes, for instance, a sledgehammer and he goes and hits the avodah zarah and smashes it. Or he takes an axe, if the avodah zarah is an asherah tree, and he cuts off a branch or he cuts part of the tree. That's called bitul. Pidyon means money that you have over here, the taner that has become now an effective good oven as a result of the original atzi asherah that you heated in this oven. How much were those atzi asherah worth? $50. Fine. I'm now poda. I take the isra v'idazara. I transfer it to the money. I take the money and I throw into the Yam HaMelech. Done. Freik Dimara, Umbrulai, ain't big nobody's come. I never heard of something like that. So we have a machloikis between Reb Lezer and between the Rabbanon, whether you can be poed the Avodah Zechovim or not. Okay, so let's go back to our Gemara at the top. We said that in our Mishnah, Reb Yoisi holds, Zeveze Goyreim is Osur, but we brought a Rai from that Braisa and the Mishnah dealing with the Egoy Shell Orla, that Zeveze Goyreim is Mutter. It said that you're allowed to go and eat the future peiros after you noteya the egois shell orla. So the more asked a sira between one Rabbi Yosi and the other Rabbi Yosi. So the more tried to answer, maybe there's a chilik between shari surim and avoid zor. But I don't see that because I have another two brises which lechoyra say clearly that even Rabbi Yosi holds by avoid zor zevze goyim is mutter. So the Gemara says, no, my dear friend, those brises, that was not Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. So which are Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim? So we thought it was Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim of the case of the Sa'or. And the Gemara said, no Raya. So now we're saying it's maybe the Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim of the case of Avodah Zarah Taka, the Gabi, the Atzei Asherah that we used to solidify this oven. But then the problem, says the Gemara, is Rabban the Pligi Aleid Rabbi Lezer Maninu. I've been able to identify a man the Yomar that holds ze v'ze goyrim is osur. That's Reb Lezer. You have to be poided. If you're not poided, kulan asurais. The original passes osur bano, nisarva bachinim osur bano, even in hundreds of other pats, it's all going to be osur bano. So freik the Gemara yet, fine. So I've identified Reb Lezer taka holds osur bano. And he holds Zeh v'zeh goyrim is osur. But who's the Rabbanim that holds Zeh v'zeh goyrim is mutter? Ilim Rabbanim, the Eitzim, Rabbanim here, from this Mishnah that we just spoke about. Achmurim Achmuri, they're not Mekel, they're more Machmir. They say not only do we hold Zeh v'zeh goyrim is osur, but we hold that ain't pidyon avodas chachamim. There's no way of fixing this pas. This pas and this Tanner are also forever. El Rabbanan de Sa'ar. It must be Rabbanan Sa'ar. The Rabbanan that said before that what happens if both Sa'ar of Chulin and Sa'ar of Truma fall into an Isa? The Chacham said there is no Isser until the Truma is enough Kedei Lechamet. It's Zev Zeh Goyrei. Zev Zeh Goyrei is Mutter. So maybe that's the Chacham. We had a machloikis here between a mandiyama that holds Zev Zeh Goyim is Osir, maybe that's Reb Lezer, and the Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter is not this Chachamim over here, but the Chachamim of Sa'ar. Frey Timorah, but Eimid HaShamas L'Rabban, the Mekili is B'Sa'ar, but Vaidah Zechavim mean Mekili. How do I know that they make it by Vaidah Zara? And remember we had at the top of the Amid, a machloikis between two brises. One says, Sardashin is Davla, B'Zevla Vaidah Zechavim is Osur, and the haters that grow from it are going to be Osur. And the other man, the Yama, said, no. Saw the Tizara, go ahead and plant in the Chathchila, no problem, there's no Isser. So, that's to avoid the Zara. Even if you're going to find that the Rabbanim by Sa'or, which is Truma, that they are Mekel, Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mutter, but maybe avoid the Zara, they would also agree Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osur. So where do we find two man the Yomim, Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osur, and the other one, Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mutter? Let's go back to the original Beisur Rabban. Rabbi Yosi really holds Zeh v'zeh goyrim is mutter. The Chachamim hold Zeh v'zeh goyrim is osur. And those are the two mandiyam and the two brises that we said on top, that if you have a field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah fertilizer, we have machloikis between the two brises. The brise that is mater and that's mekel is Rabbi Yosi. The Brisa that said that it's Osir is the Rabbana. We said that our Rabbi Yosef, our Mishnah holds, Zev Zeh Goyrim is Osir. where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev is Zev Garden Mitzasar? Because at the end of the Mishnah it says, Aflo Yerokis Vi Moisak Shamim Mnei HaNeviyah. The Neviyah happens to be a Dover Dvar Isur. The Neviyah are these leaves that are forming into Zevel, and the ground is Mutter. The Neviyah is Aser. So we see that Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah holds Zev is Zev Garden is Aser. Steer Rabbi Yossi on Rabbi Yossi. Everything you want to know. Rabbi Yossi is the brain of the Rabbanim Kamalo. Rabbi Yossi is addressing the Rabbanim. And he's saying, Lididi, according to me, I always hold ze the ze goyrim is mutter. And so therefore, Neviyah is not a problem for me. Because as long as the ground is mutter, even though the Neviyah is aser because it's the foliage from the Asherah tree, Zev ze goyrim is mutter. But Lididchu, according to you, Rabbanim, Damrisu, Zev ze goyrim aser, you hold Zev ze goyrim is aser. Oilemias, you should agree to me in our Mishnah that Afirokis be Moisak Shamim is Asur. Why are Yerokis be Moisak Shamim is Asur? Because it's Ze Goyim is Asur. You thought that you only look at the tree vis a vis the shade, and you said, well, during the winter the shade is nothing. No, no, my friend. Don't look at the shade alone. Look at also the Neviyah, the foliage that falls to the ground. That foliage is making Zevel. Zev ze goyrim is asur.
Rabbeinu, I have a question.
Let's just finish the shtickel and you'll ask the question to Rabbeinu in a moment. Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? Kira Omer Rameri Bereder of Kahana. Omer Rav Yudam, period. What was Rameri Bereder of Kahana? We had that on the bottom of the Amud. You remember that had to do with a person that had a carbon that became a balmum. He was poed it, he shechted it, and now he wants to take the oil and he wants to go and sell it. The oil, of course, means the outside skin. He wants to use it or sell it for leather or for cloth, lemoshel. Ah, so the Gemara said, make sure not to go and flay, to strip the animal from the reglayim, but rather go and do it from the other side of the animal, even though from the reglayim, that would be a mala, because then you can make a full-fledged canteen, a full-fledged container, out of the entire oir, but as a result, what's going to happen is you're going to leave behind pieces of meat on the oir, because you want to be careful not to puncture the oir, and by leaving pieces of meat, this meat was originally kosher meat, even though I was poed to it, but remains chulin plus. It doesn't become full-fledged chulin. There's still certain halachas of kedusha that apply to that meat. So therefore, don't go and make that type of oir from the raglayim. When you flay the animal, you strip it, go and flay it from the other side, from the neck down, and not from the feet up. Ah, what did Rameri Bereder of Kahana say? You don't have to worry, because the amount that you're losing on the flesh, you are gaining on the oil. In other words, the two neutralize each other. By going and flaying it from the feet, what happens is I'm going to make more money on the oil. I'm going to lose money on the additional meat that is stuck to the sides of the oir. So the two are going to cancel each other out. So it's not a zev zagoyrim. It's a gunish, says Rashi. It's one big zero. And therefore, when I after that go and I want to go and take it from raglayim, no problem, because although you might think that I'm going to gain on the oir, I'm going to lose by the meat, and vice versa. You think I'm going to lose on the meat, I'm going to gain on the oir. Ah, so the Gemara said yesterday, the same thing applies to this Asherah tree. It's taka true. The Neviyah that's coming down is going to improve the product because it's fertilizer, it's Zevel. But the shade is going to be detrimental to the Yerokas, to the produce. So therefore, the bad shade, together with the positive Neviyah, the Zevel will cancel each other out, and therefore say the Chum, don't worry about that. That is a big, big zero. With that, we've concluded this shtickle. Now the only question is, how do we paskin? Zev is a goyim is osur or mutter, on Rav Yehuda Mishmul, halachik Rav Yosi, that Zev is a goyim is mutter. Now, Reuven, you had a question. What's your question, Reuven?
We say Rav Yosi,
you can say that. The Gemara doesn't address that, but you're right. Throughout Shas, we have that rule of we typically paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi nemuka imai. Correct.
No. Rabbeinu Navia is coming, the word Nevitim. So, that means something which grows.
Okay, so that's good or bad?
Something new.
Okay.
Ready?
Fine. You're telling us the etymology, you're telling us the Shoresh and Nevia? Shkoyah.
Yeah.
Nevia
yeah.
means the foliage that grows on the tree and that falls down on the ground.
Right. So,
good.
Right. But that foliage, it means that it will grow. But the tree has also, you know. Anyway. And about the meat, another question. We know in the. If you forgot in the seer the meat there, and you don't know which it is after 24 hours, it's already no meat, or 3 days, but the Sfaradim, 24-hour Ashkenazim, the woman can use the seer even to the meat, it's already mortified, so it's not the same meat anymore.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. But over here, we're not talking about that he left it for 24 hours or 3 days. They ate it on the same day. And we continue on. Zok Tumor Vayit, the last four lines, Tumor tells us a story. There was a gina. Gina means a garden. That was nizdabel that was fertilized with the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah. So you would think, oh, you're not allowed to use it. It's full of Avodah Zarah. Sholach Rav Amram, Kamid Rav Yosef, Omalei, Hachi, Om Rav Yehuda, Mishmul, Halach Rav Yosi, you are allowed to use this land after all, because we pass with Rav Yosi, Zev Zegoyrim is Mutter. Okay, on to the Omid Vey. The Mishnah is very familiar, because we just had the Mishnah 5 minutes ago. Not only Mena Eitzim. What happens if you took Eitzim off of an Asherah tree? There are Sabanot. Hisig Ben Esataner. What happens if you put them into an oven to warm up the oven. Im Chodesh, if this is a brand new oven, Yutat. Then you have to break the oven, because the oven is now the product of these Eitzim of Asher. Vim Yoshan, if it's an old oven, Yutzan, just let it cool off, and you use the oven later on, after the oven cools off. Offer Boyes a pas. What happens if you baked the pas in this oven, which, Lemoshel, if it was the Chodesh oven, which we said Yutat, you baked a bread in it. You should not have done that, but you did it. You baked a bread in this oven. So now you have the influence of the Avodah Zarah from the oven, but on the other hand, you have the influence of the Eitzim which are baking in the oven. That's the Zev Zeh Goyrim that we spoke about on the Amud Aleph. It says Asura Bano, because our Mishnah holds that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Asur. This Arba Cheirois, what happens if this pas afterwards gets mixed into another 50 breads. Kulan asuras bano. All of them are now asur. Reb Lezer oimer yavadaitza yovichan oli yamamelch. So Reb Lezer agrees that zev zeh goyrim is asur, but he says that there is a remedy. Go and be poded. Amar loy v'cham said ein pin avodah zarah. No such thing. You can't be poded avodah zarah. No good. Now the second case in the Mishnah is almost identical. Instead of taking eitzim to heat up a tanner, not like he meant a karkur. Karkur in English is called a pick. What type of pick? A pick that you use for purposes of weaving garments on such a weaving machine. What is that called? It's a loom. Oh, a weaving loom. Thank you very much. Weaving loom. So what does it say? So not like he meant a karkur. He took a stick, a pick from the Atzei Maracha, from the Atzei Maracha, Atzei Asherah, for purposes of using with the weaving loom. What would you do with the weaving loom? That as you have the chassis strands and you have the Erev strands, the warp and the woof, sometimes they get a little bit out of order, so you have to go and reposition them. So you would use this karkor, this pick, to go and pick at the strands and at the threads to make sure that the weaving was done properly. Again, it's also bano, because it's a shtik avodah zarah, it's from the Asherah tree. Or igboyis a beged, if you use it now for weaving the beged, it's also bano. Nisar b'achirim b'achirim b'achirim, kulan asurim bano. Same halach as the pas. And Reb Lezer repeats, yelecha yol yam melech. How much is this karka worth? $20. Take $20, throw in the yam melech, and it's all kosher. Amriloi, ain't pita avodah zarah, you can't be poida avodah zarah. Why do you have to repeat the same halacha twice? One is talking about Eitzim for the oven. One's talking about a karkar for the weaving. But it's all the same halacha. Zok Tzimor Tzricha. The Ashvin and Kamaisa, but only say the Reisha of the Mishnah. But how come Reb Lezer? Why did Reb Lezer say Zeb Azer Goyim is Osir? And you can go and be poide it Mishum de Beidna de Gomra Pas Kolila Isura. The reason why you can do a pidyon is because it is so insignificant at this point. The pas has already been baked. And you say, oh, yo, yo, I can't eat the pas because there is the influence of the atzei asherah in the baking process. So you know what? Let's go and be poida those eitzim, those atzei asherah. Says Yigmara, it's easy to go and be poided because kol lo isura, the isra has been consumed, it's been burned up. So now going and saying, taking avodah zarah and being poided, it's such a flimsy avodah zarah because the avodah zarah is basically nothing. So you can go and be poided. Avakarkur the isil isura be'em. The karkur, you see it, you're using it, it's still be'em. Eimayil rabbanon that you cannot be poided. Vishmin and karkur, if I only talk about the case of the karkur of this pick, Pahakami Rabbanan, that you cannot be poided because it's still existing and intact. Ava pas, a moidal Reb Lezer, since this pas is already, the Eitzim that created the pas have already holchuli oilamam, they're already up in the air, there's smoke, there's nothing left from these Eitzim. So I might think even the Rabbanan would agree that you can go and be poided. Tzricha, that's why you have to both the first case and the second case. In both cases, Reb Lezer says you can be poida the Isser Ashera, and in both cases, the Chum holds you cannot be poida the Isser Ashera. Om Reb Chiya Bereid Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Om Reb Chizda, Om Aziri Halachik, Reb Lezer, we paskin like Reb Lezer of our Mishnah, that you can be poida the Isser Avoid Azar. Ikri Ami, Om Reb Chizda, Om Li Abba Bar Reb Chizda, Hachi, Om Aziri Halachik, Reb Lezer, that you can be poida the Avoid Azar. Omer vada barahava loishonu ela pas. This only applies to pas that you can be poida. Avul chavius loy. If you're talking about a barrel of yayin nesach, dus nish. What do you mean a barrel of yayin nesach? What happens if I have 100 chavios of kosher wine? I have one bad chavius full of yayin nesach, and I say, it's not going to become bottled. Each one is a dover choshuv. We said in our mishnah, kulan asura is bahanah. Oh, I have an Eitzah. Let's take the Eitzah Reb Lezer. How much is the Chavius of the Yayin Nesach worth? $100. Take $100, throw it to the Yama Melach, and now be Matayr all of the Chavius. So tomorrow the Chavius have a good Eitzah. So Reb Adabahavah, not only by Pasen, not by Chavius. Reb Chizomah for the Chavius Mutaris. A Machloik is whether you have the same Eitzah by the Yayin Nesach as you had by the Atzei Asherah and by the Karkur. See, Mara tells us a story. How gave this Arav le chavita the Yayin Nesach bechamrei. There was a person that had a chavias of Yayin Nesach, which got mixed into other barrels of kosher wine. He said, "Oy vavoy, are all these barrels now osir bahana?" So Shelley would say, "I have the person over the barrel." Also, the comment of Chizah. Rav Chizah says, "I have an aitza for you." Remember, Rav Chizah said a moment ago, "Afil a chavias muteris, amash shekoil arbezuzi." Take Arbezuzi. The Gemara is using that as an arbitrary amount, the value of the Yayin Nesach Chavius. Take those four Zuzi, the Shari Benahara, and throw them to the Amamelach, the Nishri Loch, and now it will become Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Because we paskin like Reb Lezer that you can be Poide, Avodah Zarah, and Yayin Nesach after all. On to the final Mishnah of our Perek. The boy said, we're soon going to finish our Perek. Keitzad mevatla. We spoke about before about being mevatel and asherah tree or other avodah zarah. So in the case of the asherah tree, how can you go and be mevatel it? You can't just go and say yiratzum ufanecha, it should be batel umavutel ka'afa da'ara. You have to take an action. What action do you take vis-a-vis an asherah tree? Keitzad mevatla. You could do a kirsay, a zireid, not to be men a makel, or a sharvit. Vafil Ola, Hari Zebetel. In each case, what you're doing is diminishing the prestige of this Asherah tree. What's a kirsim? Says Rashi, that you took away kismin yevation, which you intend to go and burn. In other words, you want to go and make a bonfire tonight in camp, It's going to be lovely. All the campers are going to bring their marshmallows, kosher marshmallows, and we're going to go and toast them and roast them. So you have to start a fire. So how do you start a fire? You have to have kindle. So what's the kindle? In this case, kisman yevashim. You're going to go to that tree, that cheder tree, try to find some dried out pieces of wood, chips and thorns and thistles, and take all of those and use it as the kindle for your bonfire. Now, the reason why you're taking them off is not because you want litzarcha for the purpose of the tree. You're doing it for your own purposes. As far as the tree is concerned, you don't mind that the kisman remain, the kisman yevashim. But you're doing litzarcha. You're doing it because you want to make a fire. Oh, or zire. Zire means you went and cut off a branch that was moist. Not an old branch, but a good branch. Or notumi menamakel. Or you took off a piece of the wood to go and make it into a shteken. A shteken means a cane or a staff. Or sharvet. A sharvet like we had by Achashverosh. The sharvet hamelech. A scepter. Afil olor. He just takes off leaves of the tree. Harizebetetel. The fact that he's removing them, not for the benefit of the tree, but for his own benefit, it shows that he could care less about this avodah zarah. Because if he cared about the avodah zarah, what business does he have trimming it and taking off leaves and taking off branches? This is doch your holy, holy avodah zarah. It's a simon that he's mavatel it, he's nullifying it, and he's saying, "Puh, you avodah zarah, you're feh, I could care less." But it's not enough to go and say "puh" and "feh." You have to do an act. Now, what happens if sheepa litzarcha? Sheepa means to do shavings. He's shaving off some of the bark from the tree. If it's litzarcha for purposes of the tree, says Rashi liapoisa, the tree looks a little bit unwieldy. The tree looks a little bit too corpulent. So I'm trimming it here and trimming it there. So it should look pretty. Then asura. Then this tree remains in its status of a shader tree. Shaloi litzarcha, if the shavings are not for the tree, you're doing it for your own. In other words, the tree looked beautiful. I'm taking those shavings because I want to use those chips for firewood, lamashal. Then it's muteris, then it's muter. So you have to look not only at the act, but what was his kavana in his act. If he's trimming the tree for purposes of the tree, liapoisa, to make it pretty, so then he's adding to the majesty and the glory of the asherah, and therefore he's chas shalom, he's contributing to the avodah zarah. On the other hand, if the reason why he's trimming it is, he says, because I don't need this avodah zarah tree. I want to use these branches, these pieces, for making a fire. So he's being mevatel the avodah zarah. And then it becomes batel and mevatel, and now reverts to mutter bahanda. So you have to look not only at the act, but his kavan. Jok di gemara. Oisin shapoy. Shapoy means those shavings. You just shave the tree, some of the bark, some of the wood. What's the status of those shapoyim? So says Rashi, we're talking about a case where shipa litzarcha. He did it for the benefit of the tree. So therefore he was not mevatel the tree. The avodah zarah still remains in its status of isur hanah. But the shavings that he took off, are those also considered to be asur hanah? Or are those already mutter? So timur it's a machloikis. Matei alein pligi baravuna barav. It says Ravuna virabchia. On the side it says yes, chia. No, what's the test? Chia. Okay, machlekes Ravuna and Rebchia, or Ravuna and chia, and chia barav. Chad omer asur and chad omer mutar. One says that those shavings are asur, and one says it's mutar. Tanya manon the mutar. Let's bring a raya from a brisa to Sanya. Oy v'chom shechipa avodis v'chom litzar choy. He did it for his benefit. In other words, for the goy. He ushvafel mutar. He was mevatel the avodah zarah. So not only the shvoim, that is the shavings, but even the tree becomes totally mutter, because he was mevatel it. Litzarcha, if the reason why he shaves it is because he wants to beautify the tree, then he asura, the tree remains asur, ushvafel mutarim, and the shavings are mutter. Oh, like that man the yama that said it's mutter, that's tanyik man the yama mutar. Now that's by the goy. The Yisrael shishib avodah zarah. If the yid was the one that's doing the shavings, everything is asur, because as we've said in the past, a Yisrael cannot be mevatel and avoid a zara. And like Reuven said before, that's why when the Yisrael was walking down the street and he wanted to be mevatel and avoid a zara, he asked the goy, and afterwards he gave a patch to the goy, that the goy should be mavatal, because a yid cannot be mavatal avodas chum. Okay, new shtickle, itmar. Avodas chum shenishtapa. We had this beautiful asherah tree, osir ba'no, shtick avodas zara, and then a big wind came and blew the whole tree down, and it broke. What's the din now of this avodas zara? Since it broke, does it still have a din of avodas zara? Or since no one was, or maybe the wind that was mevatel the din of the avodah zara, it does yet some machlokes. Rav Omer Tzorich mevatel kol kisim bekisim. Rav says that this broken asherah tree still remains in its status of iser hanoah. It's a shtick avodah zara, and in fact, it's worse now, because if the asherah tree was standing, all I would need is to go and take one big axe, give one hack, and I'm mevatel the avodah zara. But now, since the avodah zara fell to the ground, it's now in shtikaloch, hisim v'kisim. You have 100, 1,000 little pieces. You have to mevatel every one of the pieces, otherwise each one retains its status of avodah zara. U'shmul omar, avodah kechovim eina b'teila ela derech kidei losa. The way that you mevatel avodah zara is through the way it normally grows. Says Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Adarav, derech yilosa mi mevatla. Meaning, what happens if throughout the year an asherah tree sheds some of its pieces of wood, like if you have a pine tree, little pieces of pine fall down all the time, or if you have a regular tree, leaves fall from time to time, are you going to tell me that's mevatel? Forget, that's the derech hagidol of this tree. Elohochi koma, which Shmuel meant to say is, the only time you have to mevatel it is if the asherah tree is still growing like before. But once it plotzes on the ground, you do not have to mevatel it anymore. Why don't you have to mevatel anymore? So Rashi quotes the Gemara that we had earlier on, because the Goy says himself, if the tree was not able to go and remedy itself and not able to help itself, how is this avodah zara tree going to help me? After all, this tidal wind came and blew it down. If it couldn't save its own life, and it expired, it died prematurely, how is it going to help me? And therefore, you do not have to be mevatel. It's already bottle umavatel. Zok Dimar, leim bakim efligi. L'choy the machleik between Rav and Shmuel about this broken tree is in another machleik. Dimar sava oivdim lishvarim, umar sava ein oivdim lishvarim. That according to Rav, that says you have to mevatel kol kisim v'kisim, he holds that there are oiv de avodah zara that will be oiv even to shvarim, even to broken pieces of avodah zara. So therefore, they remain and retain their sanctity, so to speak, of avodah zara, and that's why you have to mevatel kol kisim v'kisim. Uman diyom, the other man diyom that Shmuel holds, ain't oiv l'shvarim. Once it broke and fell to the ground, it's all gunished. It's hist and leidik. It's nothing. And therefore, people don't worship it, and therefore you don't have to be mevatel it. L'choy, that's the machloikis. Could be everybody holds kol alma oivn lishvar, that if it's only broken in a few pieces, you have a big avodah zara statue, it fell to the ground, it fell into five pieces, even though it's five pieces, but still people are oivn lishvar. But the machloikis here is talking about shivrei shvarim kemiflegi, meaning that this tree, when it fell to the ground, there now, it plots, there are 1,000 little twigs and branches and fruit and leaves all on the ground. Mamish, to shmetter this tree. Shivrei shvarim. The question is, are people oivet even to shivrei shvarim? Marasav shivrei shvarim masurim. Sorry, it makes a difference even if it falls into 10,000 pieces. Each piece is a separate shtick of avodah zara. Marasav shivrei shvarim mutarim. Nobody goes and bows down to Shivrei Shvarim. It's a chakunish. A little chip over here and a little chip and a little twig. There's a gunish, mekunish, it's all much. The boy is saying, the kuliyam Shivrei Shvarim mutarim, like we just said. V'hachav avodah chum shel chulyos, u'behedrit shiyachal ha'zira kamiflegi. We're talking about an avodah zara that was made out of pieces. For those of you that have kindlech, you all know a very popular toy is Lego. What's Lego? That you take little pieces and you combine them together and you make from that a house or a car or a truck or whatever the children make from it. Here, this avodah zara was also made out of chulyos pieces. And the pieces were put together and now you have a ganze statue, a ganze avodah zara. Ah, behed sheyochel achzir kemifliki. You don't need an uman. You don't need a professional that gets paid $100 an hour. Even any Tom, Dick, or Harry, anybody knows how to go and put it together. In fact, any child knows how to put it together. He'll put it together like Lego pieces. Ah, that's the machlek. Marasa, we can have yochel achzira loy batla. Since any hedge you can put it together, even though now temporarily it looks like 100 tishmetred pieces, since it can be put together quickly and easily, it retains its status of avodah zara. It's also banot. Umar sover ain avodah zchom betela ella derech kedei losa tahainu urche. What do you mean derech kedei losa? Halav gedelosi. What he means to say is, when does the avodah zara retain its status of avodah zara? When it's v'derech gidol. Here, it fell to the ground. It's no longer derech kedei losa. Now it's tishmetr. It's true that you can put it together again. But until you put it together again, at least temporarily, it's shattered to smithereens. Vein tzrich levatel, therefore you don't have to mevatel it. It's already batel and mevatel at this point. Tomorrow we'll begin. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.